And now let's go to Denmark. Here's a pretty little carol, which tells an especially charming story about a family Christmas, starting with the last-minute shopping in the beautifully illuminated streets, goods being sold below cost price. Then follows a dance around the Christmas tree, the young ones setting the tempo, the old ones trying to follow, and recalling the Christmas of their childhood. Finally, we hear about the preparations for the Christmas dinner. Rice, porridge, roast goose, and dumplings. And even the family watchdog receives a double portion. He, too, must know it's Yule. We'll stop off in Spain in just a moment. I'd like to show you two completely different types of Christmas music that I have found. Yesterday, I saw an interesting thing happen out in front of my house in the morning, and a Ford station wagon pulled up and stopped. It must have been filled with, I would say, 50 or 60 poinsettia plants. It was a delivery being made. And into my mind immediately came the thought, now, isn't that a nice way to put a Ford station wagon to work? Ford wagons do all kinds of jobs. Jobs in the middle of the summer, taking the kids down to the lake for a swim, taking the youngsters off to Cub Scout meetings, taking hubby off to work, taking the family on vacation. This is the time of year when you want a car that's completely safe, one that'll really work for you. And that's why we are maintaining that one of the finest Christmas presents you can give is a new automobile, a new 1965 Ford. This, too, could be a great family project. The whole family goes down to the closest Chicagoland Ford dealer. You all go in, say, show us some automobiles. We like that one over there first. May we drive it? The answer, of course, will be yes. You take your family, you take the keys, and you go for a ride. You finally determine just which Ford you want, what you want in it. You sit down and you make out the order. This car is literally going to be built for you. Equipment, color, type of interior, your wife will have something to say about that, I'm sure. May I suggest for a very happy 1965, one of the first ways to start is with a good, safe, new Ford. I'm sure you know how to spell that word, don't you? It's been around for some time. Now to Spain. This is one called Laugh and Sing. It's the very happy, dancing quality of Spanish music.
Yeah.
You can almost see children dancing in the streets, can't you? Now, this is the other side of Spanish music. This is the very quiet, the very religious, the beautifully melodic song with the guitar. Listen.
The sun shone forth in splendor there. Shepherds came to Bethlehem, together few enough to warn the child, and to worship heaven's only Son, so fair and gentle and so mild. Shepherds came from here and to join the angels and their chants prolong. Mary sang so sweet a love of God, that God is slumber is their song. Hail the Mary Virgin, Mother of our Lord. Hail the infant, the Savior of the world.
That's Andalusian, and a very pretty trip into Spain. Our next stop will be in Italy. Of course, many of the Christmas songs from Italy are done in Latin. They are the songs of the church, but this one is quite different and certainly needs to be played, and I know you'll recognize it. Many of your children sing it. May I call your attention to a gentleman by the name of Jack Shandling. He's been with us for some time now. He sells carpeting. I drove by his place the other day, and he's enlarged and enlarged. He's at 7022 Northwestern Avenue. He will be open every day until Christmas. This is a little unusual for Jack because usually he keeps this location on Northwestern open only on Saturdays and Sundays. And the rest of the time you call him at R01-5600 and one of his people will bring samples out to your home. Jack's business has grown tremendously. What he does basically is to install carpeting in hotels and motels and restaurants and various places of business all over the country. He goes right to the carpet manufacturer, he buys, he brings it back, and he installs. He buys only grade A carpeting, things like Bigelow, McGee, Gullistan. When he's finished a job, he will always have some left over. He plans it that way so that there's never a possibility of coming out short. This is the carpeting he brings back to Chicago. Maybe there's enough to do, just the job you're thinking of. Maybe there's more than enough. Anyway, he can save you a lot of money on this carpeting. It's getting a little close now. I know he'll try to get it installed by Christmas time. I know that you won't get any bills until after the first of the year, and that's something pleasant, and he'll even help you spread the payments out. If you're considering carpeting, include Jack Shandling and Charm Home Interiors as one of your stops. You can do a little price comparison and see what you think. 7022 Northwestern Avenue. You know the phrase, Buon Natale.
Tesori più cari ti donò,
mentre il piccolo pifferaio suona lungo le strade la sua pipa
e la gente incontrandosi si saluta con tono festoso. Buon Natale!
Buon Natale!
Buon Natale!
There's nothing prettier about Christmas than the sound of a small voice like that. Buon Natale. I'm going out to Old Orchard and Oakbrook Center right now for just a moment because I think that many of you have been doing some Christmas shopping there, and isn't it wonderful and exciting and beautiful? Many of you will still have some things to do. I know many of my friends, gents, and I will be out at the last minute. Well, Old Orchard and Oakbrook are ready and waiting for you. By bus, by train, by car, families are arriving to shop in America's most famous stores, where gift selections are always at their very best. 55 stores up in Old Orchard, including Marshall Field, Montgomery Ward, Saks Fifth Avenue, just a few of the outstanding reasons for this traditional excitement. The beautiful Christmas decorations, the carolers offering delightful music and songs are more reasons. We were out there the other night, and they were singing, and we were looking at all the decorations, and one member of the family going one direction to do a little shopping in private, and another one going over here, and packages that nobody can look into. This is great. Great, great. Parking for 7,400 cars at last count. Christmas is near, but so are you. Always near to Old Orchard, up on the northwest side, just off Eden's Highway. I'm sure you know the area quite well. Well, now we're going back in time. I think I could say it best this way. The expectancy of Silent Night. The reverent organ chords of O Little Town of Bethlehem. The triumphant horns and bells of the first Noel. The progression of O Tannenbaum from toy shop quaintness to a magnificent finale. These are the carols of Christmas. Now we are back in time, the year 129 A.D. This is the oldest Christmas carol known. It has been traced directly back to the Bishop of Rome, Bishop Telesphorus. This is a song that was sung on the way to midnight mass. And so, over the next half an hour, we will begin to see the music of the pagan rites, the Saturnalia, the festival of the Yule, as they developed in their part of the world, and the music of Christianity as the two came together and one borrowed from the other back and forth quite freely. May I take you Christmas shopping for just a moment now? There are some times of the year when candy is just really needed. Now, what kind of candy shall I recommend to you at Dutch Mill? We have over 150 different kinds. You like chocolates? Who doesn't like chocolate? Rich, delicious candy. Dutch Mill miniatures. Whether you buy them for gift-giving or at home entertaining, Dutch Mill miniatures are accepted by everyone as the finest candy in all Chicagoland. Open a box, see all the neat rows of light and dark Dutch processed chocolates filled with old-fashioned creams, tender nuts, delicious fruits, nougats, caramels, all your favorites. And they're also for mothers and fathers, all kinds of little wrapped Santa Clauses that you can maybe leave around the house someplace, and maybe Santa Claus can get hold of them and put them in some stocking. For the boss down at the office, there are all kinds of wonderful ideas, boxes of candies that are right for the employees, the staff. And if the one you give to happens to have a family, then the whole family will share in the joy of Dutch Mill candy. There's nothing like, say, that 3-pound reusable tin of world-favorite Dutch processed chocolates or the little Dutch Mill miniatures. Please remember, Dutch process is better, and Dutch Mill makes it best of all. Before we join Gary Moore, who's taking a trip, and then the news, and then back to our music, may I quote from two men. Joseph Addison wrote in The Spectator in the 17th century, "It happens very well that Christmas should fall out in the middle of winter." 100 years later, Sir Walter Scott added, "A Christmas gamble oft could cheer the poor man's heart through half the year." Yes, it is a very fortunate thing that Christmas arrives at the time of year. It does, because in the old days, there were no refrigerators, no freezers. The food would spoil. So they really had a time and a big party right about Christmas. And we'll show you how that works out. All right, Gary.
Hello back there. This is Dimension, and this is Gary.
Have a holly jolly Christmas. It's the best time of the year.
Enjoy this festive holiday season. From all of us at WBBM, here's wishing you a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
And if you just arrived with us, we are back in time. We are watching the Saturnalia and the Yule meet with our interpretation of Christmas. Deck the Hall with Boughs of Holly, a Christmas song, yes. But it also goes all the way back to the Saturnalia, which embraced the winter solstice, honoring the god Saturn, the sower, and hopefully extolled the coming of a new crop season. This was a time of feasting and games, of license and lavish display indoors and out. People reveled in the streets. Masters and slaves mingled at sumptuous banquets, the masters waiting on the slave. Over all reigned a lord of misrule, sort of a wintertime carnival. Yule was pretty much the same thing, a winter festival enjoyed by the northern barbarian peoples of Europe from mid-November until the middle of January. During Yule, the old Nordic word was hjul for wheel, the turning of the seasons, they killed all the flocks that couldn't be wintered, settled themselves indoors, and lived very high for a couple of months, there being little else to do. And then I suppose they starved until the first crops in the spring. Wild boar was their favorite dish. So really, all the people of all this planet have decked the hall with some sort of decoration during the cold, freezing season.
Tis the season to
boughs of holly. Holly. We'll discuss that now. One of the oldest Christmas songs is The Holly and the Ivy. It is traditional, completely anonymous, English in origin, traceable clear back to the Druids. The men were the holly, the women the ivy. That was the connotation. But holly has been known all over the world. For example, it was known in Rome. It came into its own, however, in England. Some considered it the most sacred of the greens. Of all the trees that are in the wood, the holly bears the crown. The red berries, in Christian terms, represented the blood of Jesus, and a holly in the window meant Christian worship. Others say that depending on whether he, holly, or she, holly, is first brought into the house, the master or the mistress will rule the home for the coming year. A holly beside the bed on Christmas Eve will protect a maiden from goblins. Holly in the window will keep evil spirits away from the house. Ivy, for some reason, had an evil connotation of old and was only used out of doors. The tradition, the old wives' tales. Listen. May I touch on several more of the old traditions before we move on up into the more religious